Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the liberal conscience of America's Supreme Court, died on September 18th, aged 87.
On the evening of July 11th, 2015, Ruth Bader Ginsburg went to the opera. There was nothing odd in that. Opera, after the law, was her great love, the only place where she could leave the legal world behind. When she worked on her opinions, often into the small hours, if her husband Marty was not around to make her go to bed, she would usually have opera or some other beautiful music playing in the background. The talent she most coveted was to have a glorious voice, like Renata Tebaldi, perhaps. As it was, she sang only in the shower and in her dreams. This particular opera, however, Scalia Ginsburg by Derek Wang, was about her. It featured Antonin Scalia, then the court's most scathing conservative, and she, its most notorious liberal, dueling musically in the styles of Mozart, Verdi and Puccini. He had to go through various trials. She helped him out, at one point soaring through a glass ceiling in the character of the Queen of the Night from the Magic Flute. She loved it all. She and Scalia, despite the legal zingers he tossed in her direction, had been best buddies since their days together on the D.C. Federal Appeals Court in the 1980s, and America's highest court could be just as dramatic, even if more somberly arrayed. There she sat, this tiny little woman, perched among the black-robed men, and there she disagreed. For all but three of her 27 years, she had one or two sisterly colleagues, but her opinions still marked her out. She berated the court when, in 2014, it let employers foist their religious beliefs on their workers by not paying for cover for contraception. She was outraged when, in the Citizens United case of 2010, it refused to limit corporate funding of independent political broadcasts, as if America had all the democracy that money could buy.